It's Liberty Tax Community Builders Day on MyFM, making a difference in feeding our community by opening a restaurant to helping those in need. This is Gina Harbilis. Thanks for being a community builder, Gina. First question I have for you today is, why do you believe it's important to give back to the community?
I was taught that, like, you know, you don't want to see people in need. You know, I'm in the food industry. I'm in this for a purpose, right? Like, I feed people, you know, and I just, like I said, I think the last time we spoke, Nifty Nook's been here since the 50s. My dad came off the boat from Greece with nothing in his pocket, and people gave him an opportunity the same day he, you know, arrived. And he always taught me that. You give back wherever you think it needs to be given, right? So in the beginning of this pandemic, I saw so many people that were just looking for stuff and how fast people needed stuff. And I was like, wow. And I don't know, I didn't even think about it. I just did it.
And what is your favorite part about living and working here?
The people, the community. That hometown feel. Like when people come into my restaurant, they say, you know, it feels, I make everybody feel like they're at home. And that's Orangeville. The whole, all of Orangeville is like being at home anywhere you go, right? So everybody knows your name. It's like, you know, like Cheers.
Yeah. And what?
I know they know my name.
Yeah. What has been one of the biggest challenges you've faced so far?
Trying to get to everybody. And seeing, I've had a couple of breakdowns because seeing so many people that are in need, and I'm sure there's more out there because I'm like, check on your neighbors, do this, do that, you know, like check on the seniors. And it just, it breaks my heart. I can't get to everybody. And I go home exhausted, and that's all I think about. I'm like, did I do this? Did I do that? Did I do it right? You know, like, is everybody eating okay tonight? You know, that's my biggest thing, is trying to get to everybody.
In all that you've done, what are you most proud of?
There's one senior that I've been feeding every day. He's paralyzed on one side, has a difficulty speaking, and a lady came to me and asked me if I would deliver to him every day. Now he's on the other side of town. And I'm like, yeah, I actually didn't have my vehicle today. So I was so upset. I'm like, how am I going to get to Kevin and to get his meal? And I forgot his chocolate milk. And she saw the difference in him when we took the chocolate milk. It's like that thank you is beyond words. It's like it just grabs a hold of your heart and you know you're doing something right. Just the help that you're giving makes you feel good, but at the same tone, I'm a person that thinks about tomorrow and the next day. It's like, is everybody going to be okay? Do they have enough milk for their kids? Do they have enough fruit and vegetables? You know, all that, right? So people have offered to help me and stuff like that, and I hate asking for help. I'm not that person, you know? Even though I've had a couple of breakdowns and my friends have been around, they're like, my daughters have actually called them and said, okay, Mom needs help. She's like, I go, no, I'm fine. And they're like, Mom, you're not fine. You know? You know, so yeah, but otherwise, yeah, the challenge is financially. Can I get out there? Can I get everything everybody needs? A little bit, but you know what? I would say tomorrow's going to be a better day, right? So I always feel the optimism. I have to, or else I'll fail for other people.
You can listen to all our community builders at orangevilletoday.ca.